They have a few available treatments for sickle cell disease. Those are not curative treatment, not yet, but they are more related to preventing stroke episodes and for iron accumulation, which is a consequence of often transfusion. So the stroke with transfusion changing to hydroxyurea trial was the first trial which randomized children with sickle cell disease and stroke with evidence of an iron overload. They either continued transfusions with iron chelation or used hydroxyurea and phlebotomy. Conclusion of this trial was a simple or exchange transfusion with chelation remains the optimal treatment for these patients. We have a SPRING trial, which is ongoing trial. It's an RCT, the third phase, which is examining efficacy of moderate fixed dose versus low fixed dose hydroxyurea for primary stroke prevention. And last year we have a we had a paper published in New England Journal of Medicine where authors used CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing for sickle cell disease and beta thalassemia. There were two patients included, one patient with thalassemia and one with sickle cell disease. They used CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing, targeting the BCL11A gene, which is erythroid-specific enhancer. They achieved approximately 80% of the alleles of this locus to be modified, with no evidence of off-target editing. After undergoing myeloablation, two patients, one with thalassemia and one with sickle cell, received autologous CD34 plus cells transfusion edited with CRISPR-Cas9 tool. More than a year of follow-up, both patients had high levels of allelic editing in bone marrow and blood. They had increased levels of fetal hemoglobin. They were transfusion dependent, and patient with sickle cell disease was free of vaso-occlusive episodes.